So the first school you attended then, tell us about that.
I was at Clayton for just a short period of time, and then in Blanchard, which was a pretty unfortunate experience for me because there was a boy in there who regularly worked me over pretty good on the way home from school, and I just was terrified. I remember that I got some conflicting advice from my parents. My dad told me, he said, if you'll fight that guy, he'll quit jumping on you. And my mother said, make friends with him, play with him, and he'll quit beating up on you. So I did both. I fought him, and then we started playing marbles and being friends, so he quit working on me. So I got along in school a lot better. I wasn't as scared of the teacher as I was. So I got along all right, but I had a bad experience that first year at Blanchard.
Did you shoot squirrel and eat squirrel?
Oh, we ate squirrels till they came out our ears all the time I was growing up, even through high school. Joe Packnett, who's my dear friend that used to be president of Oscar Rose out here, he and I squirrel hunted all through high school. We ate squirrel, we ate raccoon, we ate possum, we hunted everything that moved, had an old .22 pistol, and a dog or two always at home. So we really provided, surprisingly enough, a good bit of the meat that we had.
As we like to say, did squirrel and possum taste just like chicken?
You know, my mother was a wonderful cook, of course, and she could fix it. She fixed squirrel and dumplings still as good as any chicken and dumplings that I've ever eaten. As a matter of fact, most people, hopefully, haven't eaten possum and sweet potatoes, but we regularly ate possum with sweet potatoes, and on a few occasions ate raccoon, which is not. But on one occasion, as a matter of fact, it was on the day the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, we were hunting with a friend of ours, and we killed three squirrels and a chicken hawk, big chicken hawk, and his mother cooked all of that for our late lunch. Only time I can remember eating chicken hawk.
Yeah, you would have been 12 years old, December 7th, 1941.
Right.
And how did you first hear about that?
Well, as I say, we got up, my brother and I, and walked. It was about 5 miles down the railroad track where our friend lived. He had these two dogs. I remember their name, Hitler and Mussolini, two blue tick hounds. We hunted all morning, and his mother fixed what we'd killed for lunch. And we walked back, and when we got back that night, at that time, we had gotten a radio. We owned a radio. My mother, having gone to work for the WPA, all my relatives were listening intently to what had happened. I remember thinking the Japanese were very, very foolish to start a war with the United States, who I just thought would be absolutely invincible.
So at 12 years old, you felt that confident in your country. Some might have been afraid.
You know, being afraid didn't ever occur to me too much, although everybody was concerned about their relatives who were having to go into the war, and they become more concerned when the outcome, even to a 12-year-old boy, became less clear that we were going to easily, because all of a sudden we were involved in wars in Europe as well. But I do remember, even before the war started, being much more concerned about what was going on in Germany and in Poland and in Europe, Russia, Finland, all of that, even at 12 years old, I was much more concerned about that. I had the normal, I guess, superior feeling that the Asiatics were not anywhere nearly our equals, you know, and I learned, as we all have, that that's certainly not true, but Japan never did terrify me as ever being able to overrun us or beat us, but Germany certainly did.
Germany and Hitler, did they talk about that in school?
In school and in my home. They listened to the radio long before the Germans invaded Poland in 1939. I'd lie there and listen to my parents, and they'd talk in rather concerned and hushed tones about Germany and what Hitler was doing.
Even at that time, did you hear anything about concentration camps?
Not about the Holocaust. The first thing I remember about that, the taking of all the West Coast Japanese and putting them in camps, I remember thinking about that some. But no, I didn't really become aware to any great extent about the Holocaust until fairly late in the war. Our up-to-date news in Antlers was usually by movie tone news and that sort of thing. And then when we started finding all that, then I became fairly fully aware of what they were doing.
Do you recall people from the community then joining the war, leaving?
Everybody had a family member. One of my brothers, half-brothers, Bert, went into the service almost immediately, and everyone around town. And, of course, we started losing some of those, and everybody was pretty concerned and saddened about that. And most of them were going to the Pacific Theater at that time. Later on, they got involved in the European combat.
You mentioned movie tones. You went to the theater, you saw movies?
Little town, had two theaters in Antlers, Oklahoma.
Can you remember any of the movies or the stars you might have seen?
Of course, everybody remembers Gone with the Wind, you know, saw that. Mostly, though, we were intrigued by any kind of a Western movie. My family was always involved with horses, so we loved all the Westerns. If we could drum up a dime, we'd never miss one. Usually sip through it twice if we could.